welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Sunday, the 7th of June, 2015. I am Steve. I'm in Lyon C. And this is a very special episode because tonight it's not Colin on the other end of the phone. It is Andrew Rockall. How you doing, Andrew?
Very well, thank you, Steve.
Fantastic. Now, Andrew, where would people hear your voice from? Where would they know you from?
I'm one of the guys on the Echoes of Glory podcast with ASD.
Ah, okay, superb. So obviously a podcast that I listen to and Colin does as well, and one that is very similar to ours. A couple of guys, maybe two or three guys, just chat about the game, get straight into the football, really good listen every week. So make sure if you haven't started subscribing to it or listening to it, where can is it, because it was called something else, wasn't it? And then it became Echoes of Glory.
That's right. We were the Tottenham Football Fancast, but we've gone down our own route now. We're hosting it ourselves, and we just changed the name this season just to be a bit more independent.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, brilliant. Well, look, what we're going to do tonight is a special episode. Just one single topic, which is Europa. Obviously, you are somebody that wants to be in Europa and is very pro-Europa. I've spoken about it all season, whereas I'm someone that is sceptical about whether we can do well in it, and how it's affected Tottenham as a club over the last 4 or 5 years. And what I found was when I listened to your show and other shows, actually, where they touch on Europa, that's exactly what they do. They touch on it. They sort of say, do you want to be in it? And someone will talk for 30 seconds, and then there'll be I'll be sort of screaming, at my phone, going, what about this? Well, that doesn't make sense, or this does, or that doesn't. And I'm 100% positive that when I say things about Europa, I don't like this, I don't like that, I'm sure that people do the same to me, because they do tweet me afterwards and sort of say, I don't agree with what you said there. But it's very difficult to then get that conversation going when you've only got, 100 and whatever characters on Twitter, on Facebook, and then something happens, like you've got to go to work, or you've got to go to bed, or, your wife sort of says, get off your blooming phone, what's going on? You're like, so it's very difficult to do it. So we're going to do it once and for all. This is it, the final nail in the coffin of the Europa conversation. And by the end of in about half an hour's time, we will both be in full agreement that either we should be in Europa or we shouldn't. Or maybe we go in separate directions we'll see how we get on. All right.
It's a game of opinions. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, as I say, it's very difficult to do it on Twitter or Facebook, because you don't know, like I've said to you, I was being sarcastic at that point. And I'm, again, 100% sure that you were probably being sarcastic back to me. And you just don't gauge it, do you? And then someone else chips in and you're like, well, I said that 5 tweets ago or something like that. So anyway, here we go. So basically, we'll start with you. Go on, tell us why Europa is a good thing for Tottenham.
I'm going to start by saying I appreciate the Europa Cup or Europa League is not what it used to be. It's not going to be the same anymore. It is a watered-down version of the Champions League. But if we're being honest, that's our level at the moment. We're not quite good enough to break into the top four. We've had one season in the Champions League, which we did fantastically well. But I think we were aided in that season by having a good UEFA coefficient rating. So we got a good group. Man City went into it in the Champions League and have really struggled because they had a bad coefficient. They didn't have the level of experience in the competition that we'd had or in any European competition. So it's helped us. Now, as I say, it is a watered-down version of the Champions League. And for that reason, the teams aren't as exciting or sexy, even. It takes until you get out of the group stages to meet interesting teams like your Fiorentinas, Basels, the teams we played, Sevillas, in the last stages of the competition. It is overly swollen at this group stage, and it's frustrating, but that's what it is. It's never going to go back to being a straight knockout competition because it's all about making money. It doesn't make us any great deal of money, but for 60, 70% of the clubs in the competition, it's one of their main revenue streams. It is progress, though. If Spurs only have 38 Premier League games and their two cup runs, All it takes is to get a decent team in the third round of the FA Cup or fourth round of the League Cup, and it stunts your season instantly. Look at the progress some of our players have made this season, the likes of Kane. Not all of his work has been born out of the Europa League, but it helped. It's given a big squad, which lots of the Premier League teams have to carry, an opportunity for football. And in fact, come the end of the season, when we had no cup competitions, our levels actually really dropped off dramatically. Now, I know we don't play well on some Sundays after Europa League. I think that's an excuse, if I'm honest, from the players. It's easy to pick on that and say that's why we've maybe lost a game we should have won. I just don't think we're quite at the level our fans are demanding at the moment, and this is where we need to be. Now, in the last, well, this is our sixth consecutive season of qualifying for European football, which I think is something to be proud of. We have only made the quarterfinals twice in the Europa League and once in the Champions League. We've made the last 16 twice. We haven't really even done very well in the competition. We, I think, need to prioritise it more. It does tend to fall in around that League Cup final weekend, those critical games. We've had three or four of those in the last 5 or 10 years. So that's affected our team selection. The best teams pick the best players week in, week out. And then when someone's tired, you rotate them. You don't rotate your team from one week to another. But what do you think?
Well, let's start with that point there then. So, you know, I like specifics. So, you know, there's a lot of generalizations, not from what you said there, because you've been quite specific. But when people say, let's take that last point there about our best players. So let's have a little look at, you know, what happened this season and fast forward to next season and see what you would do differently or what would happen. Because, you know, it's very easy to say, like, we've got to take it seriously or we've got to play our best players. But let's look at it. So we played, if you remember, so we got through, okay? So presumably yeah. You're happy with the way that, you know, Poch picked the team to get us through the group stages. And presumably when you say you pick your best players, you're not saying that in the first group game that's coming up, you know, whenever it is, what would it be, early September or late September, say it's against a team we've never heard of, or even if it is like a Sporting Lisbon or whoever, or whoever, you're not saying play your best team then, are you? Or are you
not the whole best team? I mean, AVB kind of got it. I think he fudged it in that he played all of the best players almost all of the time for the whole six group games, and we won all six. Play eight or nine of them. You know, rotate a few players. The best players play most weeks, you know, Saturday, Wednesday. They might drop out one game in four, but we tend to pick a Europa League team and then a Saturday team or a Carling Cup team and a Premier League team.
Right. So let's say we have a run of fixtures. So we've got, let's say we have West Ham at home, then we've got a Europa game on the Thursday, and then on the Sunday we're up at Newcastle, and then the following Wednesday we've got a Carling Cup or whatever it's called, Capital One Cup, away at Middlesbrough. Okay, so we've got four games there.
Yeah,
you're saying play obviously the West Ham game full strength side, the league game.
Yeah.
Full strength there. Then we go away on the Thursday, or maybe even at home, the Europa. You're saying keep eight players, change three?
Change some, yeah. Don't.
Then we
play Ericsson in both of those games.
All right.
And then maybe rest him for the third of the four.
Third of the four, which is the away game at Newcastle. Yeah? So say we're sixth or seventh in the league at this stage. We're 2 points behind Arsenal. They've lost on the Saturday. So we've got a chance to go above them. And you're saying, well, let's rest Ericsson because we need him for the next game.
You've got to look at the levels of fitness. You've got to see, I mean, as an example, Ericsson didn't particularly finish the season very well at all.
But what you're saying, okay. What I'm saying is, do you put Ericsson as our best player? So what you're saying is, but play that best player, not with a view to wait there. We've got the league game coming up where we can, you know, do go above Arsenal, whatever it is. What you're saying is, no, play him on the Thursday, because the Europa game is more important than the following league game.
It's hard to do in such a small section like that of saying four games. Ericsson might have played the five previous games to those four.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of difficult to say. I can see appreciate what you're trying to get me to say.
No, I'm not.
But
I'm,
it's about balancing
but
the
I'm being,
squad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's completely unbalanced, isn't it?
We've
got one striker that we can trust, so he has to play the critical games. And predominantly that's been the league games or the important domestic cup games. We've not played him in the FA Cup matches, Kane, have we? He was on the bench, I think, for both of those.
Yeah.
Or the Burnley and Leicester ties. So we are disadvantaging ourselves by having players that A, we can't pick, B, we won't pick. So it's, you know, we're...
But this
next
is
season
where I'm
will be
getting specific
sure.
with you here, because this is... You know, that and we're only talking about the group games here. Now, presumably then in that case, so when we play Fiorentina, we had Fiorentina, then we played West Ham at home,
yeah.
Then it was Fiorentina away, and then it was Chelsea.
Yes.
Now, there's four games there. What you're saying is, would you have played the full strength side in all those four games?
If I'm not mistaken, we'd had about an eight-day gap before the West Ham game, hadn't
yeah.
we? We
yeah.
hadn't played, because we'd been FA Cup weekend. And then there was, so that we were in a clear run at those.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think there's a reason we couldn't have gone full strength against West Ham and the first leg against Fiorentina.
I think it was Fiorentina first.
Okay,
and,
sorry.
And then yep. West Ham.
Go full strength in both of those and then see what you need to get out in Fiorentina.
Yeah.
We were 1-0 up in a game we were bossing and then we let it slip and only drew one all. If we'd have played full strength for 70, 80 minutes of that game and then make a couple of changes, possibly we could have gone into the second leg in a stronger position.
Yeah.
Okay, then you've got away in Fiorentina. European travel is very different now to what it used to be. The guys are getting, you know, first-class flights within reason, business class even probably, chartered planes. They're not having to hang around in airports like, you know, players used to in before. So travel has made things very, very different.
Yeah.
Even for away games to the north, Newcastle. We'll fly up there now, won't we, rather than going on a coach or a train.
Mm.
So there's no reason why you can't take a strong side out there still. If the players want to be involved week in, week out. You asked the likes of Mickey Hazard and he said he wanted to play every game.
Mm.
Now, you know, Chelsea, the way the fixtures went, Chelsea didn't have a Champions League tie that week. They had that split level of the quarterfinals for them, didn't they?
Yes.
And so they, you know, they get a nice 10-day rest, as is their want.
Yeah.
So there's no direct comparison. We can't say, well, Chelsea rested four, five, or played full strength. But essentially, we played full strength in the games against West Ham and Chelsea and weakened our teams against Fiorentina. And
yeah.
in actual fact, we got 1 point, one draw in the Fiorentina game and lost two.
Yeah.
So nothing came of it anyway.
No. So, but in so what we should have done is Fiorentina at home, you know, there's an argument that we played really well in that game, didn't we?
Yeah.
And there is an argument to say, well, that side, when they went away to Fiorentina, should have really been okay. In actual fact, we was all right, weren't we? And then Soldado played the worst pass in football
yeah.
in history. And we just collapsed after that and looked awful, didn't we? Now, so, you know, but what would have happened if he'd have played the full strength side in Fiorentina, knowing that we've got this League Cup coming up on the Sunday? You know, not just me, but, you know, thousands of fans would have said, what are we playing our full strength side? Now, in hindsight, obviously, we did only get 1 point against the West Ham and we didn't get through on that tie. But
we were absolutely inept in that game as well, and only them throwing it away and us getting the last minute penalty.
Now, I've got a reason why I think we are, and we'll come on to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But what is difficult for me when I'm trying to argue the point is that everything is done in hindsight. Now, I'm not going to ask you to do this. But, you know, if anybody listening has got a tweet from that night in Fiorentina saying, this is a bad lineup, we should be playing our full strength. Because from what I can remember, was looking through Twitter, you know, and my memory is not that great, but everyone was sort of, yep, that's a strong side. Yep, that's fine. You know, this was when Bobby Soldado was probably still quite popular. You know, I think he played that pass, and from then it was just like, right, this guy can never, you know, start a game again. But he was still relatively popular, wouldn't it? He didn't score the goal, did he? Because was it Townsend got the penalty? Or was it? No, Sardado did get the goal, didn't he? In
He
the
got the
home.
game in the whole
So
game,
there
in
you
the
go.
home.
So you couldn't have dropped him because he got the goal. So that's a specific scenario there where you couldn't have dropped him for Kane, could you? Because he scored in the first leg. You know, it would have been really unfair to do that. So again, it's with hindsight, yes, of course, we should have played our best side out in Fiorentina and probably gone through there and then lost the cup final and then but we'd still be in Europe. But it's so difficult. You
Of
know what I
course,
mean?
yeah.
When
I
you're
mean,
so let's fast forward then. Let's fast forward to next year. So we're in a situation. Let's say we're against a Fiorentina type side, maybe a Schalke or a Sporting Lisbon or whoever it is. And we are in that last, what was it, the last 32? And let's say that we are in the cup final again. This time, you know, whoever it is against Arsenal. Let's say it's against Arsenal, so it's a massive game. No one can dispute that. And we're out in you know wherever we are, Valencia for a game. It's 1-1, delicately poised, and we've got Charlie Austin or Danny Ings or whoever it is, or you know who you know whatever. They haven't played for the last 3 or 4 games. Kane's played. He scored one. He's done really well. But you know, Kane's played the last 6, whereas Danny Ings or Charlie Austin have been sitting on the bench. They scored in the first leg. Now we're away in the second leg. You're telling me that you go, no, got to play Harry Kane because he's our best striker. See? It's hard, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that's a slightly loaded circumstance in that you're now giving us strikers that we'd have some confidence in. And, you know, at the moment, we feel like it's Kane or nothing. It's Kane or bust, isn't it? So it's let me flip it slightly and
Sure.
say, well, okay, in 2 years' time, let's talk about it and say we're in the Champions League. We can't go out and put in a second string team for a game because it's the Champions League that
No.
everyone perceives to be the highest level, the greatest thing you can achieve. So how is it different to us playing a top, you know, team in Europe on a
Because
Tuesday or Wednesday?
I'll tell you why, because we'll have better players.
Yeah, that's fine. I totally agree with that.
You know, the people like Rafa van der Vaart will go, right, well, they're in the Champions League. I'm not getting a game at Real Madrid, so I'll go to them. So, yes, the whole Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday thing, you know, I've got a couple of theories about that. Firstly, I think that, as I say, I think as soon as you qualify for the Champions League, you can get better players. Just that little bit extra class, you know. So that I think will help. And the second thing is, and I've said this before, and sorry if you know listeners will think I'm sounding like a broken record, but I know some people haven't heard this argument, and that's this: someone like Jan Vertonghen is a Belgian international. He'll be watching, and other players will be watching on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Their colleagues, right, who are the same nationality, playing in certain teams in brilliant stadiums. And be watching it going, well, I'm on a plane to Finland on Wednesday afternoon. You know, I'm going to be playing in front of, you know, 3,000 fans. We're on, you know, ITV4 or whatever it is. And, you know, I'm playing with these, you know, second-rate players. And, you know, we're going to scrape a 1-0 in one of the dullest matches ever. Then we're getting back on a plane, and then we've got going to be kicked around by Stoke on the Sunday, while it's Chelsea versus Man United on the telly, because we have to reschedule our games. Those little subtle things, to me, wouldn't affect me because I wouldn't mind. But I look at these players and I think, are these little subtle things in the back of their mind thinking, I really don't want to be here. I want to be in a side that plays in the Champions League on ITV1 on a Tuesday or Wednesday, then plays on the Saturday or if it's on the Sunday, I know it's on the telly. Not the 4 o'clock or the 1:30 game that's not even on telly after being in, you know, Eastern Europe on the Thursday. Very subtle, very, you know, people listening to this will go, what are you banging on about? But I don't know. Any point to that or not?
Yes, I do agree with you, but it's not dissimilar to if we get Cheltenham in the third round of the FA Cup rather than getting Man U or Liverpool. You play who you've got to play. We aspire to be in this Champions League, but we've not done anything in the Europa League to say that we'd really cut it year in, year out in the Champions League. We did fantastically that one season in the Champions League, where in our group we had the champions of Italy, and who were the reigning European Cup winners, the champions of Holland, who admittedly was a weak team in FC 20, and Werder Bremen, who weren't the strongest team in Germany, but still, a German team. We could have got a Slovenian team. Those teams are now in the Champions League as well. You have to remember there's a dud team in most groups, and Liverpool were the dud team in their group to an extent, but
Yeah.
they had was it Ludogorets? If we got Ludogorets on a Thursday, you'd turn your nose up and say, "Well, who are these?" We had to go to Tromsø, we had to go to Sheriff and Angie. Now that was a shocking draw. We got three pigs of the games there. Let's be honest. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see.
There was a game in the North Pole, wasn't there, at one point?
We were further north than the North Pole, something stupid like that. But nearer to the North Pole, that was it, than we are to mainland Europe. But that's what our level is at the moment, Stephen. Until we can start finishing fourth or fifth, finishing fourth and qualifying for the Champions League qualifiers, where we're going to meet a team of the ilk of a Udinese or a Lazio or someone like that. Well, I don't see that we're doing it season in, season out of any great quality in this competition. This is a grounding, surely, for us.
But I think that you're right there. But what I'm trying to do is move the conversation on to say why. Why can't we perform on a Thursday and Sunday? Why do Arsenal go, 8 games winning, including all the Champions League games? And to me, I think it's down to motivation. Because obviously, my other argument about the fact that rather than training on a Thursday afternoon or even a Wednesday afternoon, preparing ourselves for the game at home or wherever in the league, we're on a plane. So and Poch's as well, more importantly,
It's a very good point. But then I
whether
just.
so Dembele or let's say Harry Kane. So Harry Kane, next season, is on a plane. They're going to wherever they are, with Pochettino and the rest of them. We already know he's not going to play because he's going to be on the bench because we're going to play the other striker, whoever it. Let's say Soldado because he's there at the moment. So Soldado is going to play. We know that he's going to play. This is the third game in the group. We've won the first two 1-0s, but Harry Kane's on a plane rather than being at the training ground with the manager or the coach, working on the two great lumps who's going to be kicking hell out of him on the Sunday. What he's on a plane listening to the latest, Dr. Dre album or whatever it is. Yeah, show me age there. Dr. Dre, is he still making records? I don't know.
Does anyone make records anymore? That's a fantastic point, Steve, and I've heard you say it again this season. But you look at the clubs at the top of the league with the players that they have in their squads, and you do wonder whether they spend any time on the training ground saying, "This is how we're going to go about beating Stoke or West Brom or whoever it is." I'm not
See, I
saying the
think they
managers send
do.
them out there and just say, "Go out and play," but and your point is a great point that the other team spent all week working on how they're going to stop us. But I still question as to whether we'd spend a week prepping for a game against a lower team and being as detailed as that.
I think we
We
should.
have better players than we have. It's wrong to assume we're just going to go out and win. There's
I think we
you've
should.
got the
See,
better players, you've got the
I think we
options.
should. I think we should. And this point about Ryan Mason I made when he said, we're not going to worry about Stoke, we're going to worry about ourselves. And they go into the game and they lose. And I just think to myself, well, that you can't make those sort of statements. Jerry Francis was turned out to be poor in the end. But something that Teddy Sheringham said which was when we used to practice, we used to practice to defend whoever it was against. And he didn't like it. Teddy Sheringham didn't like it. And he said, I hated it because there was me and Jurgen, and we're working on how we're going to, defend. But what Jerry Francis rightly said was, wait there, we've got Teddy Sheringham and Jurgen Klinsmann there, and the other guys, so Darren Anderton and other guys, we really don't need to work on our attack. We're fine with that. What we need to work on is who we're playing against. And he was specifically talking about a game against Coventry, believe it or not. And he said, we're there, we've got Coventry in 2 days' time, and me and Jurgen are working on defending against Coventry. But what happened? They won that game because it was him looking at it going, how are we going to win? And I don't know if this is true or not, but when Chelsea play a league game against, or play a league cup game in against whoever, there's a dossier. And whether you like dossiers or not, we're talking about the best manager in the business. And he's there with dossiers going, this guy does this, this guy does that. They know him like the back of their hand. And case in point was the League Cup final, where I said to you, on Wednesday afternoon, Cahill and Terry are finalising, right? They're finalising how to deal with Harry Kane and Eriksen. And, because they've been working on it all week. Whereas we are on a plane out to Fiorentina and thinking about that game, rather than what we should have been doing was concentrating on that League Cup final. Now, people say to me, oh, what, you think we would have won that then? Well, I don't know, do I? But what I'm saying is I think we'd have had a better chance. And even then people say, no, we still would have lost. Yeah, Chelsea are a great side and maybe we still would have lost. But I just want to give us the best opportunity. And playing games on a Thursday isn't going to give us the best opportunity to win on a Sunday. Unless, Andy, like you say, we play our best side. So it's kind of we're gelling the whole time. But then we've got players like Pritchard and Ali, who we all want to see next year, don't we? Well, we want to see those in the Champions League, Europa games, don't we? Ali's surely going to play in that game because he's not going to play against Crystal Palace on the first game of the season, is he?
I think buying someone the age of Dele Alli, we'd be looking at loaning him out to a club like a Burnley from this season, one of the lower ranked Premier League teams. I don't think he's going to play. You see, I might be wrong. I really might be wrong.
But someone of that ilk.
Yeah.
We've got to play these guys. If you want a big squad, we've got to play these guys.
Poch might not want a big squad. He might be happy with 20 guys. He might not want the... Because he's coped without Adebayor, Kabul, Kapoue and Lennon, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think...
They were jettisoned and then Lennon went out on loan.
Yeah.
So,
but we've got Holby coming back. We've got.
No, he's staying. He's gone.
He's gone, right.
Gone to Hamburg, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got this. We've been linked all over Twitter today. This new guy, Marshall or whatever, Okay. And believe you me, I look at these tweets and it says, oh, deal nearly done or something. It's not. It'll be well into August, before we see any sort of movement, probably. This is the other crux of it as well. We've got a squad of, let's say, four solid, let's say five solid midfielders, right? Yeah. So if your five is Chadli, Lamela, Eriksen, Mason and Bentaleb, right? That's the five that we played the last six or seven games, right? Then you've got your Stambouli. He's not going anywhere. You've got Townsend. Now, I know you're not a big fan of Townsend, but let's say he's still on our books.
Okay.
You've got Pritchard, okay. You've got Ali, say he's still there, or Carroll maybe.
Yeah.
I'm missing Paulinho. Say he's still there. Plus two other guys. Now, when are they going to play? If it's not in the Europa, now I would argue that let's if we're going to say let's go for the Europa, then put the league to one side and just say, listen, we are going for the Europa. The league is going to take a second step, like what Ramos did, because that's what Ramos did, didn't he? He played Ledley King in Europa, and we played our second, didn't we? We kind of played the second string in the league, and we got 2 points out of eight games, and we got rid of him. So, you know, what do we do? How do we do it?
I'll just go back to one thing you say. I think you're putting too much stock in footballers, and not just the likes of Terry and Cahill. You tell them something on a Wednesday, they'll have forgotten it by Saturday or Sunday. I don't think they're spending all week on, you know, the nuances of how to stop Harry Kane. We massively destroyed Chelsea on New Year's Day, and there was no way Mourinho was going to allow that to happen again. They were completely closed down. They were far more defensive from that point on for the rest of the season. So I think it was something that was endemic in their team rather than just what they're going to say 4 or 5 days prior to us playing them. You know, the best teams I've ever seen, probably the Dalglish and Rush Liverpool side in the early 80s, they started defending at the front. So it's something that all the players have got to appreciate that's got to be done.
Yeah.
Now, I know we've got lots more midfielders now. Nobody plays 4-4-2 and you don't start the way you used to start games, but no, it's just...
So what do you do then? So let you know, again, we've got we'll have our first say three league games, and then we've got the Champions League game. I keep saying Champions League, Europa League game, right? Okay. So and we've got the first, presumably the first three games you play the first team, don't you?
Yeah.
And then with a couple of changes, players that aren't quite doing it, you know, and then you've got the Europa League, and it's at home against Astro, whoever it is, from Bulgaria. Who are you playing in that game? Are you giving Pritchard hasn't had a game yet?
I mean, at the group stages, it's a different beast, isn't it, in reality? You're looking at shoehorning six games in between September and December. So it's a busy time in the league anyway. So, of course, yes, you utilise your squad at that point.
All right.
I'm talking more about going for it from the last 32 stage onwards, the quarterfinals and the semi-finals.
Right.
We've only once failed to get out of the group, and that was under Redknapp. And if I'm not mistaken, that was probably the year that the embryos Mason and Obika and Bostock got games.
Yeah.
So, you know, Harry just discarded it. He didn't want to know, did he? We went out to Donetsk with a team of kids.
Yeah. But what happened in that season? We finished fourth that season.
Yeah, we did.
So, you know, this is another thing, Andy, that I think about. I think, you know, the seasons that we did achieve fourth was the Crouch, obviously, with the goal. We weren't in Europe that year, or we
early. The season I was talking about, we were in Europe. Because
but Harry decided, let's get out of it.
But the season we qualified for the Champions League, where we had no Europa, that's the one season. 8 out of 9 seasons now, next year, we'll have qualified for Europe. We still had a load of cup games.
Yeah.
We got to the semi-final of the FA Cup and we had 3 replays. We drew with Leeds, Bolton and Fulham that year.
Yeah.
So we had a daffy load of fixtures that. And I think we got to the quarterfinals of the League Cup that year and we lost at Old Trafford.
Yeah. But I think players can get up for Leeds.
So it wasn't that we didn't have a lot of games.
I think players can get up for Leeds because they've got mates who play for Leeds or they came through the Leeds system like some of those, I think Danny Rose probably. The other thing about Europa is that when you go to work on the Friday, you know, or I mean, I've got a ton of Forest mates. So when we play them in the League Cup, you know, as soon as we beat them, through the game, obviously we weren't playing that well, they scored. I'm getting a load of messages on my phone. Now, when we're playing against Getafe, I've got no one I can, you know, text and have a bit of, you know, back and forth with. You know, we all know a Leeds fan, don't we? We all know a fan of, you know, whoever else. So you've got that element as well. You know, it's so hard for me to get up for it. Can I ask you a question? So so when you're watching these Europa games, you're wherever you are, you're on the sofa watching the game, when we score a goal, do you leap up and jump around like, you know, when we score a goal against Swansea, for example?
Yeah, it's still Tottenham,
Yeah,
Steve.
you still get that
It's
excited and,
still,
you know.
this season. I appreciate you've asked a few questions of other people about things that have happened in the Europa League games.
Yeah.
The Asteras Tripoli game, the opposition, we don't know anything about them, so we consider them to be nobodies. That I'm not saying I know anything more about them than the average fan, but that can be ignorance on our part as well, can it, as
Yeah.
fans, where we just assume they're nobodies. You had a Kane hat trick. You had Lamela's fancy, kick round the back of the heel leg that's got some name for it. I refuse to use because I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
And then we had Hugo got sent off and Harry went in goal. Was
Yeah.
that not one of the most exciting games of the season?
Who was it against?
Asteras Tripoli.
Where are they from?
Cyprus?
Right, okay. No. In that
Okay,
case.
that's fine. That's just your opinion. I
No.
thought it was a great game. We had a hat trick. We had a
Yeah.
youngster who we want to try and prove something, scoring a magical goal.
Yeah.
Okay, a bit of a lottery at the end with the keeper, but.
Yeah, to me, I think I watched that game and I was like, I enjoyed it, but I'm not going to lie and say, oh yeah, when Harry Kane got his second goal, me and my little boy did a dance around the kitchen, because that's not what happened. I sort of maybe punched the air or you know sort of was happy, yeah, to sent a little tweet out maybe, but. You know, when we scored against Hull in the last minute, or Aston Villa in the last minute, I'm literally running around the kitchen or running around the front room, doing cartwheels if you like, or even when we beat Forest or when we beat Brighton, I got a couple of mates who are Brighton fans.
Yeah.
Just for me, and I know it's a personal thing. I try and get myself up for these Europa games. I just find them, I don't go to them anymore. I used to go to them,
Yeah,
but
I understand that.
I cannot schlep up on a Thursday night. They're 8 o'clock. I don't know why we can't make them a little bit earlier, for goodness sake. I know that's all TV probably as well,
Yeah.
but I do watch them, and I do get a little bit excited. But I've got to say, I honestly watched even when Soldado scored against Fiorentina. There was no leaping around. There was like, oh, that's good, and the game away, I was quite into. I know when Soldado played that pass, I was furious with him, but then we went out and to be honest with you, I was really really focused on that Chelsea game and really looking forward to my trip to Wembley. Now I have heard other podcasters say that they're not interested in the League Cup and the FA Cup because they can't get tickets for Wembley, but they can get
Yeah.
tickets for all the Europa games. Which is again, that's an opinion that those guys have. So it comes down to a little bit of personal preference as well, doesn't it? For
Of course, yeah.
what you get out of it. So there's another little thing that comes into it as well. I mean, I think we agree then, which I think has changed from half an hour ago, that for the group games. It is a case of playing, a second string or a younger side, if you like, blooding them, because you've got a squad, you've got to utilise it, and we want to see these players. You've got to agree with this: those players will be on 3-4 times as much money as anybody in the side that we're playing, right? Whoever they are, the
Yeah.
third, if we play a third choice goalie, he'll be on more than the striker of whoever we're against. So we should be beating them. And the second thing is, when we get through this group, when we get into the last 32, then we start playing the stronger side. But this is where I have a problem because. You've got guys sitting on the bench, and we're doing well in the other competitions. Let's ask this question: out of the four competitions, what's your running order of priority? Let's say from February. So from February, we're in all four competitions. What's your priority? Considering the fact that we'd probably be in the final of the League Cup by that time, or the
That's
semi
it,
final at
yeah.
least. We'll be in the last 32 of the Europa. We'll be in the fifth round of the FA Cup, and we're sixth in the league, 3 points behind the team in fourth.
Right, in all honesty, my priority is the next one that we could win. So that in reality is going to be the League Cup.
So if the
Then I'm
League
going to
Cup's on the
play.
Friday, on the on, so so if the League Cup's on the on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got the Europa on the Thursday. So we've got the Europa on the Thursday, then the League Cup on the Sunday, and it's Tuesday.
My priority is still the Europa. Champions League if you went on to win it anyway.
Okay, all right.
So then the Carling Cup or Capital One Cup, then the FA Cup, and then the league. Because let's be honest, we are fifth favourites at best, possibly even sixth favourites to win the league.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously two or three of those teams are never going to be near fourth or fifth, the place we're really fighting for. So you can discount Chelsea and United in the future and City. So it's us, Woolwich and Liverpool fighting for that final Champions League place. Let's look at where we've got the opportunity of winning competitions, winning games for Tottenham. Yeah. Have you had better days than the 91 Cup final at Wembley? Were you there?
I was there.
The 99 League Cup final against Leicester.
Brilliant.
It was turgid. It was horrid. But blimey, we'd been through some sticky, bad performances over the previous 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
That meant the world to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone was giving it, it's a worthless cup. It's this, it's that. It's a pot.
Yeah.
It's got three handles. It's got one more handle than the FA Cup. I say it's more important.
Yeah, there you go. It probably is these days. I mean, you look at this, you know, Chelsea this year, they had Bradford at home. Now, you're telling me that Mourinho, I'm not saying he threw the game, but there was no way that, you know, he's throwing teapots around, you know, at the end of that game. I know people say he did, but, you know, they went out to Bradford. Come on, because he knew. He thought, well, we've got the chance here in the other cups. So, yeah, I'm totally discrediting the FA Cup, certainly for the last 2 years, because no one's bothered about it apart from one team. Anyway.
But if those teams aren't bothering about it, we are still not even getting anywhere near it.
No, we should be. I can see what you're saying. So from you know, January, February, play our best side, and then let injuries take care of, you know,
injury and form dictate. You've got the big enough squads.
Yeah.
The guys Mason and Bentaleb were barely displaced, were they? They were rested in a few games,
yeah.
But in all the important games, they played because the guys who came in never did enough to merit a place in the team. So we lost games because we had Paulinho and Dembele in, yeah. But we might have won if Mason and Bentaleb had been playing.
By the way, Paulinho and Dembele, right, two players renowned around the world as world footballers. One was a semi-final. I know he's a sub, but he was a semi-final World Cup. The other guy, you know, can, if he wants to, control a football match. And
yep.
Both of them can't get a sniff because of their attitude. So that means we're playing Mason and Bentaleb. Bentaleb, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't play half the Algerian games in the World Cup, did he? So when we're looking at a guy there,
he played the three group games, yeah.
But I think then he didn't play. I think from memory, he actually got dropped for one of their games. So we're looking at a guy who maybe now is one of the best players, but certainly, you know, isn't even Algeria's best player, right? And then we've got Mason, who, you know, I don't know how far down the pecking order of in England he is. And even Spurs fans are kind of now thinking, is he that good? Not too sure. Keeping out a World Cup Brazilian semi-finalist and a brilliant Belgian because they can't be bothered. I mean, it's just...
If you're picking the team, we might pick the Paulinho or the Dembele. Pochettino's got very strict ideas of what he wants, what he expects from the players, and those who aren't delivering are just not getting picked.
And I agree. And I agree to that. To that as well, but can he not motivate these guys, get them going? We're moving off subject a little bit here, but
I mean, I wonder if the modern footballer is motivated by anything other than the money, and I don't think I'm alone in that
of
belief.
Course not.
But can I just have a quick moment if I was in charge of the Europa League, and it isn't going to happen, but people want to change this to a knockout stage, that's never going to happen, just to a straight knockout, that isn't going to happen. I'd make a few changes.
Go on, mate.
And I would regionalise it.
Yeah.
So if you split it, Europe, very roughly, split Europe into four, and we'd be end up with teams from France, Germany, and Belgium.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate we might end up with some of the tougher teams, but wouldn't it be good if our group games was, you know, a decent German team, a decent French team, a decent Belgian team. It cuts down your travelling. It gives you a better product to sell for your TV companies anyway.
Yeah.
And it's the higher standard. It's got to make it more interesting. Now, okay, that might mean that the Ukrainian, Russian, Scandinavian teams might get a better route into the final. But in the truth, the best teams will win in the end.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, the Russian side were in it this year, weren't they? Or Ukrainian. Dnipro, pro, where are they from?
Yes, they made it to the final.
You know.
Sevilla have won it 4 times in 9 seasons.
Yeah.
If you look at their, and I have checked this out, I've got the stats on this.
Yeah.
Their last few seasons in the league in Spain, 5th, 6th, 5th, 4th, 5th, 4th. No, that's us, sorry. 5th, 5th, 9th, 9th, 5th, 4th.
Yeah.
So they're quite like us.
Yeah.
But they know they're not going to win their league.
Yeah.
Because they've got the two biggest clubs who are going to bully everything.
And by the way, if we fancied it, we could go and get any one of those Sevilla players tomorrow.
Yeah. We did. We took their captain, and they still went and won the Europa League.
We took their manager. We took their manager, Ramos, wasn't it? Yeah. Sevilla manager.
Fazio this summer.
Yeah, yeah. So we could go into any of these sides that get into the quarterfinals, whatever it is. Pick out their players, best players, and we still can't get past round 30.
Can't do it collectively.
Why can't we do it?
So my issue has always been is the Champions League teams that drop into the Europa League. I think it devalues the competition because the teams who've been in it from the start and have had to slug their way through, all of a sudden you get, oh, here's the bloke you fought, you know, earlier in the season. So I would have those 8 Champions League teams split into their own section of the draw.
Yeah.
So they can only play each other, and then you've got 3 other quarters of the draw with the clubs who've already come through the group stages.
Yeah.
And that means you've got 3 teams who've got a guaranteed of getting to the semi-finals who come all the way through the group stages, and you whittle those 8 teams down to 1 semi-finalist that have come out of the Champions League. So you narrow the path that they've got to go down.
Yeah.
And the other thing is bin the Thursdays, because I don't think you're getting Barcelona, Real Madrid or Bayern Munich fans sitting down on a Thursday night to watch the best or the cream of the crop from the Europa League.
Yeah.
You will watch the game you want to watch. Okay, there'll be some armchair fans who think, hang on, well, do I want to watch Spurs v Tromso or do I want to watch Real Madrid v Bayern Munich?
Mm.
Well, if you don't want to watch your own team, that's your choice. I'm going to always back Tottenham and I'm always going to watch them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why can't they swap it over and make us the Tuesday and then play Champions League Wednesday, Thursday? You know, because like you say, it's all about this devaluing. Well, let's up the stakes of the Europa League. Let's make that most of the teams that play in the Champions League game on the Tuesday or Wednesday play on the Sunday anyway, because they've been chosen for the Sky game.
Well, I think we hold a lot of value in the Saturday 3 o'clock being sacrosanct. And as supporters, our weekend has always been built around that. Sunday's a family day. You have your Sunday roast and whatever. If you're not there for that, it's murder, isn't it? Telling the wife, oh, I'm not here for the whole day because I've got football. But let's be honest, we've had these Sky games for 20-odd years now or more. Is Saturday 3 o'clock the usual kickoff time for the biggest teams?
No, it's not.
Really?
But one of the little things that I do, Andrew, is I'd get Levy to say to Sky, listen, you know, can you please try and coincide our Europa games with the games that you televise? Because do you know what happened this year? And one of the fixtures that I know, again, people are going to go, what are you talking about? But one of the fixtures that I actually enjoy every year is Arsenal v Chelsea.
You're a football fan, and that's understandable.
And they kick lumps out of each other. And whoever it's a win-win or a lose-lose in some people's eyes. But I, you know, if Arsenal turn over Chelsea, it's great because Chelsea are horrible. And if Chelsea beat Arsenal, it's great because they're our nearest and dearest rivals. So
we've missed it because we had a 3 o'clock on a Sunday against Hull or someone.
Exactly.
I agree.
I think it was Newcastle, and we lost. It was like, oh dear. So you know, something like that. You know, I'd like to do because, and the other thing is, I'd like, particularly in some of the early group stages, I'd like Poch to stay at home. Now, again, it's not going to happen, but I'd like him to stay at home with the first team or whoever to work on training, work with this, you know, and the assistant coach, go out to wherever they're going, you know, to play that game because I just think we need to prepare a little bit more, be mentally more up for these games. And I know people go, well, we're Tottenham, we should be all right. We're not. The fact is, we're not. You know, the fact is that, you know, although we should be winning Thursday or playing Thursday and Sunday, and we should be beating Newcastle or Stoke at home, we're not. So we need to do something about that. We can't just do the same thing as we've done for the last 3 or 4 years, which is go play the game on the Thursday, change a few players around, and then do the Sunday game. You know, I know most of them were at home this year, which was different, and lose 1-0. But we can't. I don't want to be, Andy. I don't want to be this time next year having the same conversation with you. I'd much rather be sitting here going, wow, you were absolutely spot on, and this Europa Cup has been brilliant for Tottenham.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to say that. I'd love to say that. But my fear is that we'll be sitting here, you know, next year, and it will be exactly the same. What can we do? What can we do? So, tricky, hard.
It is. It's difficult.
Or is it easy? Or is it easy? Play your best team.
But if we come 7th or 8th and we, you know, we don't qualify for the Europa League, then the onus is we've got to get the Champions League the following season. Otherwise, it's counted for nothing.
Do you conform to this thing? Just let's finish off now. Because one thing we haven't mentioned is the fact that, you know, Liverpool, Man United and the two seasons that Spurs finished 4th, one was when we weren't in any European competition, if I remember rightly. And the other one was, like you say, when Harry decided to play the kids and we went out of the group stage. So we had a clear run for the rest of the season. And we finished 4th. Of course, we didn't get Champions League because of Chelsea, blah, blah, blah. But
I think that was a different season. But yeah, it's still...
You think...
I think fourth wasn't the prize. We should have been top three.
Yeah. But I, just putting that aside, I was going to say, yeah. In terms of that, so I've lost my train of thought now. What was you going to say there?
I was only saying that season we missed the trick by not, you know, by only finishing 4th. Reality, we should have been 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah, wasn't one of those like another that was the whole England debacle and the tax debacle and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, these things that only seem to affect Tottenham Hotspur. You know, the diarrhoea and players getting sent off after 6 minutes and Peter Crouch going in two-footed twice within 10 minutes of a game at the Bernabeu.
Adebayor turning up for the Oppo that day.
Yeah, but Bale, a wife being a girlfriend being pregnant, you know, having a baby.
The Chelsea League game.
Yeah, it's like these things, one after the other. And someone was telling me another one the other day. Yeah, and I'm sure everybody knows them all. It's this long list of things that happen to Tottenham, which drive you mad. I don't know. You know, at least what does change it slightly? And when I was banging on about the fact that we do not want Europa again, is that I was in fear of starting the season in mid-July. At least we're out of that, you know, and I didn't see that coming. I thought we was going to play at least one qualifier, but now I don't think we do we? We're straight into the group stage.
We're straight into the group stage.
So that is massive. That is good.
Because Woolwich won the cup, Liverpool have now gone straight into the group stage in September. So yeah, it makes life slightly easier, but
yeah. So who plays the qualifier then? So
Southampton.
So Southampton have to play. Didn't we play two qualifiers?
Because Villa don't qualify.
No.
Sorry, mate.
I thought we had to play.
They have
two
to play the third qualifying round.
Mm.
We've only ever played in the playoff round, which is that one before the group stage. Southampton have got to play the third qualifying round and the playoff round.
Right. Okay. I thought we had to play two this season. Limassol and another one.
No, but West Ham start in the very first qualifying round on the 2nd of July.
Yeah. So, you know, they've done that before, haven't they, I think?
Yeah, they've gone through the Intertoto before.
I know what I was going to say. I've remembered what I was going to say. Do you concur to this thought, and I know Darren Anderton said this, that players want to play in the Europa? Now, he said it slightly different. He said players want to play in Europe. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that change the E for an A, and I think it changes it dramatically. Do players look at it and go, do you know what, that Tottenham, they're in the Europa League, and I fancy a bit of that? Or do they, is that a genuine incentive for them to come?
You're right, but I'd also argue that because we only pay the fifth or sixth best wages, we only get the players we're deserving.
Yeah.
You know, we think Vertonghen's class, he had that great first season, but then he's not quite delivered really to the level. Well, if he'd have been playing the Champions League side for this time, it'd have been ditched by now, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Or maybe he would have played up to the level he got to. But,
Yeah.
you know, I kind of think you deserve to sort of land where you fall, really, and this is our place. And until we, you know, spend our way out of it or perform our way out of it, this is what we've got.
Yeah.
We need to be more, you know, was it the quarterfinals against Basel where we lost on penalties,
Yeah.
where Adi did his little rain dance as he ran up to it? I mean,
That's it.
that was about the most embarrassing thing I've seen as a Tottenham fan.
It was incredibly embarrassing. Incredibly embarrassing. Don't know, I think Soldado's pass to Chadley was
Yeah, maybe we're finding ways of beating it every time, but you
heading
know,
hand
until we can
moment.
break that barrier and finish in the top four or go all the way in this competition and win it, like Sevilla have done.
Yeah.
So Spain have got five clubs now in the Champions League next year, four straight through to the group
Yeah.
stages. Valencia have to qualify. So, you know, that's it could have been us, it could have been English.
Well, let's see if we can do it. Right, brilliant. Okay,
Anyway, very enjoyable.
I think we've covered everything. I know I'm going to get in about half an hour. I'm going to listen back and I'm going to think, oh, I forgot to mention this or I forgot to mention that. But it's good. It's good to get it out there. And
Definitely.
I still really, the crux of it for me, just to finish off, just to conclude from my point of view, is that listen. Let's play a half decent side in the Europa. Let's please, 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 though, don't do what we did this year with the FA Cup, where I thought we threw it away. Keep the League Cup going strong because that brilliant day, apart from the result, going to Wembley, fantastic. And let's get it right. I don't know how we can do it, but please let's get it right so that this time next season we're sitting there going, do you know what? That Europa League is all right because we can handle it. We can do Thursday, Sunday, and we can have a decent run in the other cups as well.
It's about the balance of the
please,
squad,
that's
though,
what I
Steve.
want. Go on.
It's about the balance of the squad. And if you get
Yeah.
the balance of the squad right and Poch has his players performing as he wants, then I'm sure the Europa League will work for us.
Yeah.
Because you can't have a coach who says, I don't want to do cup games. You can't,
No,
you know, I judge me.
not for Tottenham. Sorry, we are
No.
Tottenham Hotspur, and we've got to compete in the FA Cup next year. I'm sorry, but how many years is it since we've been in the FA Cup final? I know we've been
Two
to a few
damn long.
semis, but it's
Well,
it's
we lost five semis on the trot now in the FA Cup.
no,
We've got to break that cycle and we've got to get to Wembley.
yeah.
And, you
And
know,
maybe
I.
if we get to a League Cup final, we can play someone like Hull or Wigan or Reading or one of these sides. I know someone's going to shout Portsmouth at me now, but
Yeah, but
it'd be nice to
when
play
they
a
beat
second-rate
Portsmouth.
side at Wembley and actually score a
Beat
goal.
Chelsea in the League Cup, and they were the great Chelsea side at the time, weren't they?
Yeah.
Just didn't have Mourinho, that was the only difference.
That's right. That's right. All right, mate. Well, it's been great.
But thank you.
Yeah. No problem. And we'll speak again soon.
Definitely enjoyed it,
All right.
mate.
Cheers,
All the
mate.
best.
Ta-da. Bye.